Step 29. Listen again and draw lines. Who says what?
Welcome to our weekly magazine programme, Focus on the Future. This evening, I have some people in the studio who are going to give their opinions about life in 100 years' time. Let me ask Keith Mitchell first. Keith, would you prefer to live now or in 100 years' time?
I'm not really sure. Anyway, I'm living now, so there isn't much choice, is there? If nothing is done about life on Earth, there'll be nothing to enjoy in the future anyway.
What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I'm a member of the organization Friends of the Earth, which is an anti-pollution organization. It says in our magazine that if nothing is done to stop pollution, in 10 years' time there will be no butterflies left in Europe. I think that would be awful, don't you?
Oh, yes, I quite agree.
And many other depressing things will happen, too. For example, all the forests will die. Just imagine, no trees left at all in Europe.
Oh, yes, I'm sure we all agree. It's really important that something should be done. Well, thank you, Keith. Now let's turn to Jackie O'Connor. Jackie, would you rather live in 100 years' time, too?
No, definitely not.
Why not?
I think it will be awful. I heard a program on the radio last night about life on other planets. A writer on science fiction said that there are already people from Mars living in England and that one day they will take over the Earth. I was so frightened I couldn't sleep all night.
Did you really believe what they said on the radio?
Yes, I'm really afraid this will happen one day.
Now, what about George Knight? George, what do you expect the future to be like?
Oh, really nice. I'd love to live in the future.
Can you tell us why?
Oh, there are many reasons. One important reason is that I'm sure that by the end of the century, we will be able to cure most illnesses, and many people will live until they are 100 years old. I think that would be fantastic, don't you?
It certainly would, if it actually happens. Let me turn to Mrs. Harding now. You're an English teacher, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
So what about you? When would you prefer to live, now or in 100 years' time?
Oh, now, definitely.
Why are you so sure?
Well, I'll probably be out of work in 100 years' time. I'm almost certain that machines will be able to do my job one day.
Aren't you being too pessimistic about the future?
No, I don't think so. It's already possible to buy teaching machines and computer programs that will help pupils to learn.
Yes. Well, you may be right. Let me now ask Debbie Reynolds. What's your opinion, Debbie? When would you prefer to live? Now or in 100 years' time?
In 100 years' time, I think.
Can you tell me why?
Well, I think it will be nicer. Life will be much easier, I think. Yesterday, I read in the newspaper that in 100 years' time, many people will own an electric car, especially people living in towns. The newspaper said that you will only need to change the battery once a week. I'd love to own an electric car.
Do you really think this prediction will come true?
Yes, definitely. It has to come true because soon there will be no oil left.
Well, thank you all very much for coming. It was very interesting to hear your opinion of what life will be like in 100 years' time.